In Iraq today, fighting broke out between rival Shiite Muslim militiamen in two cities. The clashes involved gunmen loyal to radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and members of the Badr Brigade, the paramilitary arm of the most powerful Shiite political party. That party is known as the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, or SCIRI. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us from Baghdad. And Philip, please tell us more about today's clashes.
Well, it seems that this all began in Najaf, which, of course, is the Shiite holy city, and it centers on the office of Muqtada al-Sadr. We're hearing differing reports. One says that there was a demonstration and clashes with the police. There are allegations from Sadr officials that the police fired on the crowd. Another source in the Interior Ministry says that it was about an effort by local authorities to close down the office. Muqtada's men refused to leave, and there was violence. It spread to Baghdad and was centered on three areas, including Muqtada al-Sadr's stronghold in Sadr city. We're hearing that al-Sadr's militia took control of three offices belonging to the Badr Brigades, we think. That's the movement associated with SCIRI, as you mentioned earlier. The US military says several hundred people are on the streets and smoke's been seen rising in the area. There are reports also of gunfire.
Apart from the immediate causes that you just mentioned, are there broader differences between these Shiite parties that led to this violence today?
Yeah, there's been a split within the Shiite community for some time. They've been vying these different parties for influence among themselves for a long time. We don't know precisely what's driving this outburst of trouble, but it's worth noting that tensions have been high over the draft constitution that's expected to go to the Iraqi National Assembly tomorrow. In a nutshell, al-Sadr opposes it. He and his movement are against turning Iraq into a federation, and they've been holding demonstrations against it and planning more. Not only against the constitution, but also about the dismal state of public services. Now, the leader of SCIRI, by contrast, recently called for the Shiite South to be made a federal region. So there is a rift there.
Now, I understand that Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri, who's himself a Shiite, went on television tonight to address this fighting. What did he have to say?
Yes, this is a measure, I think, of the seriousness of the situation. He appealed for calm in a late-night broadcast. He condemned the attack on al-Sadr's group, which sparked the clashes in Najaf and in Baghdad. And with unaccustomed force, he's usually a pretty quiet-spoken man, Jafri said that violence against al-Sadr's movement was not acceptable. Peace must reign, he said. The language of violence cannot be permitted in the new Iraq.
And do you figure that warning, that admonition, is likely to hold?
Well, it's not clear. Everything will depend on whether this fighting can be contained, and there are ramifications to this. Several ministers supportive of Muqtada al-Sadr and some 20-odd members of the National Assembly say that they're suspending their membership of the government in protest at what they've described as this aggression. And this is happening on the eve of the vote that's supposed to happen on the Constitution tomorrow. Although their withdrawal may not affect the vote, Muqtada al-Sadr has significant support amongst the young, impoverished Shia. And if their politicians aren't actually there for the vote, it's another complication to this already difficult birth of the constitution, which of course, as you know, is opposed by Sunni Arabs, who again today reiterated their opposition to it. So these are very difficult times.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.